going now. I'll just see the numbers going now. That is, yes. So here we are on the Lenton Lane estate outside an industrial estate of some sort. We can't go in because there's a police line that says we can't. Kirk, what are you doing here?
I'm here to demonstrate against the presence of Heckler & Koch in this industrial estate. The UK office of Heckler & Koch is here in Nottingham, and they are the second largest manufacturer of guns and grenade launchers in the world.
And what's Nottingham got to do with this? What are they here?
The Nottingham office is called NSAF, which stands for Nottingham Small Arms Factory, and they trade in the UK under the name Heckler & Koch Great Britain.
Right, so we have a Nottingham connection about all of this. I mean, the manufacturer of guns, I mean, so we've got to have guns to fight just wars and all sorts, haven't we? Why shouldn't they make guns if we're into trade and stuff?
Well, the just war argument is a very naive way of looking at the global arms trade. Really, that's not how the modern global arms trade works. It's a very shady business. Heckler & Koch has been connected to, has a track record of selling guns, assault rifles, machine guns to some very dodgy repressive regimes and into active conflict zones. They're also experts at finding their way around arms embargoes.
Right. I know the answer to this question, but if we don't sell them, someone else will. So why shouldn't we get the money rather than some other country then?
Well, that is a classic argument, but it's fairly easy to refute. You wouldn't accept that as a justification from a drugs dealer saying, well, if I didn't sell heroin to school children, then someone else would. It's a morally indefensible argument.
That's absolutely splendid. That's exactly what I think as well, of course. There's a fair turnout of policemen here. I should say it's about a 1-to-1 for the number of folks here. You've warranted the attention of the forward intelligence team of the Metropolitan Police. Are you honoured by that?
I do feel almost honoured in a perverse kind of way, yes. That they've travelled all the way up here today, especially for us, means that we must have touched a nerve somewhere.
I mean, it's not an especially large demonstration, yet it's warranted quite large resources in one way and another. So I think that we must have touched a nerve, bearing in mind the sensitivity of the company that we're talking about. We're stood here actually at the entrance to the industrial estate, and right next to me I see a sign that says the Trent Vineyard Church. Isn't that interesting from a moral perspective that we've got both sets of organisations on the same place, like, don't you think?
That's true. Before this demonstration, I'm not sure whether or not the church was aware that their next door neighbour was one of the world's biggest arms dealers. They certainly know now, and they're not too happy about the connection. They don't want to be associated with them. Now, this church is describes itself as an evangelical conservative Christian movement, very, very a modern style of church. And on their website, they profess to get involved in various ethical causes and exhort people to watch the Al Gore film about global warming. So it would be interesting to see if they have a reaction to finding out that their next-door neighbour is a very dodgy next-door neighbour indeed.
Yeah, no, we'll have to ring them up after the gig and see whether they've made any observations about the situation. Like, in due time, we might get them out here with a banner as well, do you think?
Well, that would be really great. Let's hope so.
Thanks a lot, lad. Nice one.